Despite usually being on the same page when it comes to policy, a couple of ag groups are having different responses to the latest proposal from the Environmental Protection Agency. EPA has proposed a draft rule seeking a 30% reduction in carbon dioxide emissions by 2030 from existing power plants based on emission levels from 2005. The American Farm Bureau Federation says this proposal will harm the nation's economy, rural communities, and America's farm and ranch families if implemented, as well as lead to higher energy prices. President Bob Stallman says U.S. agriculture will pay more for energy and fertilizer under this plan, but effects will also hit home in rural America. But National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson sees it differently, saying the changing climate has already begun to affect agriculture, and it's clear that weather volatility will only continue to increase in the coming years unless policymakers proactively address this challenge. Johnson encourages Congress and the administration to engage the ag community in reducing carbon pollution by creating voluntary incentives for sequestering carbon and implementing conservation strategies that preserve the nation's limited soil and water resources. However, Farm Bureau Stallman counters that this is just yet another expensive and expansive overreach by EPA into the daily lives of America's farmers and ranchers who need a climate that fosters innovation, not unilateral regulations that cap their future. Julie Mack Peak with Southeast AgNet.